This weekend is Saturday the 31st of May and Sunday the 1st of June, the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. The choir of Westminster Cathedral sing Ascendit Deus by Peter Phillips. A setting of a verse from Psalm 47. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Alleluia. Over the past couple of weeks, we have heard a number of passages which focus on the instructions and teachings Jesus gave to his disciples at the Last Supper, as well as passages about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In this coming week, we look forward to the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. This will be a period of great joy and anticipation. But first, try and catch some sense of that joy and anticipation in the feelings of the disciples as they witness the ascension of Jesus in this weekend's reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. "This," he said, "is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven."
The time between Jesus' resurrection and the ascension was a time when Jesus, as the author of the Acts of the Apostles tells us, presented himself alive to the apostles by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. What has your experience been over the past 40 days since Easter Sunday? In what ways did Jesus present himself alive to you? While staying with his apostles, Jesus ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. Hearing these words, "wait for the promise of the Father," what feelings do they invoke in you? What promise is Jesus talking about? As you listen to the reading again, notice the anxiety in the apostles. They have been waiting, but now it is like they cannot wait anymore. They want answers. Notice the feelings that arise in your heart as you hear Jesus' answer.
In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. "This," he said, "is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, As they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven."
Speak to Jesus now, as one speaks to a friend, and express openly to him how you feel. Perhaps ask also for whatever you need to be his witness in our world today. Come, Holy Spirit,
fill the hearts of your faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Send forth your Spirit,
and they shall be created,
and you will renew the face of the earth.